Okay, good morning. So, introduction to Masechet Beitza. So, first, the Masechet is called Beitza. Why is it called Beitza? Beitza being an egg, because the first Mishnah says Beitza shenolda b'yom tov. Pasut. There's only fancy reasons. The Mishnah is Beitza. They're talking about an egg that's laid on yom tov. Interesting discussion over here. Some of you might have heard in yeshivas, people don't say Beitza, they say Beya. People, there's the idea of Lashon Nekia, that it's a preferable term. Beya is an egg in Aramaic. And the Yabshel Shlomo, that's the Mashal, actually brings the halacha, the Magen Avraham mentions it. But I saw that the Rambam, the Vilna Gaon says that there's no need to be particular about it. You call it Beitza, so we'll refer to it as Beitza. The idea being over here, we're talking about Beitza on Yontif. Now, what makes this Masecht a little bit different to other Masechtas is we know, for example, Psachim, Sukkah, Yoma, Shabbos, all discuss particular Chagim or Shabbat in the Masechta. There are two Masechtas, Beitza and Moed Katan, which are sort of like across the board Masechtas. They're discussing Yom Tov. So Beitza is really a Masechta about Yom Tov, and we're discussing in it a lot of the halachos of Yom Tov. Moed Katan will come to as well. But those are two Masechtas which are almost like much more general in terms of the subject. Beitza is one of them. So now, we know that as far as Yom Tov is concerned, all the halachas on Yom Tov are very similar to Shabbos in the sense that there's not real difference between the Isurim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. A couple of Isurim are, we'll see, we'll come across a klal in the Gemara, which is brought l'alocha, ein bein Shabbat to Yom Tov, ele ochel nefesh bilvad. The only difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is ochel nefesh, when it comes to preparing ochel nefesh, what you can do, what you can't do. We'll see, you know, how mukta applies to these sorts of things. If something was available beforehand, can you eat it or can't you eat it? We'll get into those dinim as well. As midrabanan, right, we've got all the dinim, basically Rosh Hashanah, second day Rosh Hashanah. Interesting, is considered a Yom Tov midrabanan, just like Yom Tov Shein Shel Galiot, even though we call it the Gemara, we'll see Yom HaRichti, we'll come to it later on, Masechet Rosh Hashanah. But it's also an issue of a derabanan. Another one of the differences is that on Shabbos, if you mechala Shabbos b'meizid, so you chayer skila, right, or karet, depending if you have warning or not. Where with regards to yontif, if you mechala yontif b'meizid, you only chay of malkot. I say only, but I'm saying this as in relation to Shabbos. That's another difference as far as the two of them are concerned. Even with ochel nefesh, we'll see that the heter of ochel nefesh is for Tzorech Yom Tov. So the problem of preparing stuff on Yom Tov for after Yom Tov is a big problem, do whatever you can. It's very much limited to the Yom Tov itself. We'll see a lot of dinim with regards to that. We're going to come across an interesting halacha today, Dafkon our Daf, famous halacha called Hachana de Rabba. You might have heard that term, Hachana de Rabba. We'll see that Rabba has got this idea that, preparation for Yom Tov and Shabbos has to be done before, on a whole day. So there has to be zimun for preparation of the ochel, whatever you're doing, on a whole for Shabbos or Yom Tov. So that brings us into the difficulty of preparing from Shabbos to Yom Tov, from Yom Tov to Shabbos. We all know you can't prepare from Shabbos to Yom Tov to Shabbos. Our question is going to be seen today's daf, is it egg that's laid on Yom Tov? If it's the day after Shabbos or not. So we're going to come to an understanding that eggs that are laid today were prepared yesterday. The understanding of the Gemara is, I don't know if it's correct biologically, but maybe Richard is Richard. Yeah, Richard could maybe tell us. I don't see Richard here this morning. That it's a 24-hour sort of gestation period of the egg. So therefore, all eggs that are laid today are prepared yesterday. So if you have an egg on Yom Tov and it's the day after Shabbos, it was prepared on Shabbos, you can't use the egg. Even if the chicken was there for to be eaten, and the chicken oneself was a mukta. What's the interesting discussion today is that the egg and the chicken go together. Okay, remember we had similar parallel to this. We had Ubar, you know, is it Ubar a Yarech Imo? Remember we had the discussion as well in Chulin and other Masechtas, where is the child that's laid, is it like an extension of the mother, is it like an arm, etc. Similar idea coming up over here. We're going to discuss also in this paragraph a lot about Mukta. Okay, it's going to be, we saw in Shabbos as well about Mukta. Is Mukta Drabban, is Mukta Drait? We'll see a machloket about that. What are the Surim? Another interesting point which crosses the whole Masechta is, remember we learned Masechet Shabbos, so we saw a machlok in Masechet Shabbos between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And we saw there that most of the Mishnahs were like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon was more Makir, Rabbi Yehuda was more Machmir. We're going to see it again in this Masechta, Rabbi Shimon. I don't want to speak too much because we're going to see it in the first daf already, who the Mishnahs go by. But a classic machloket over here. Right, whether Rabbi Yehuda has got muktzah and Rabbi Shimon hasn't got muktzah. Don't Rabbi Shimon says there's no muktzah, but he's more making on muktzah. We'll come across this as well. The same idea of migodi kitzai, we discussed it as well with regards to muktzah. Anything that was out of your mind, ben hashmashot, aren't able to use today. We'll go into a lot more detail of the muktzahs, right? There are essentially seven basic types of muktzahs that are mentioned. There's muktzah machbat gufo. That the thing itself is muktzah, for example, stones or money or anything like that, which by definition are asur. There's muktzah machmat isur, right? Something which was asur to use at the time before Shabbos came in, therefore you can't use it on Shabbos itself. The classic example is candle oil. So we know that we call a candle a wax thing that looks like a long stick, but in the Gemara time, a candle is like one of these clay sort of bowls with oil inside. So if the oil is lit, is alight when Shabbos comes in, and now the fire stops burning, can you now use an oil? It's an olive oil, but you use it for your salad. That's muktza machmat isu. Okay, there's muktza machmat meals, things which are disgusting, you can't use nolad. We're going to see that in our daf today as well. If an egg is laid on yontif, so that's a nolad that didn't exist before, all applications of things which never existed beforehand, and now suddenly arrive on the day. So example, a pen for writing or a kli, some sort of instrument which itself is actually the kula which we learned in Masechet Shabbos there, but it's like isur, is that you can move it to sort of go for a certain makom, or if you need it like for something for yourself to pick up an egg, let's say with a hammer, or if you need the place of it, you can move it. And then mukta machmat chisron kis, a very expensive object, for example, like a scalpel of a surgeon or a mohel's knife or things like that. And then a basisa davarasu, which you place something on it. So those are the different things we're going to discuss. And we'll see the difference between Shabbos and Yontif and the muktzahs between the two of them and what's relevant and what isn't relevant. Okay.